Mobile phones are some of the most expensive items we own. But if yours broke, would you feel able to fix it? I'll answer that. Absolutely not. Apparently, it's something more of us are doing, though, to save money as well as try and help the planet. Now, there are calls for a new mobile phone repair apprenticeship scheme to help companies find enough staff to meet demand. Fevzi Turkow is the editor of GadgetDetective.com and is host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Morning.
Good morning.
So, repairing our own phones, great idea in principle, but is it a bit dangerous to be tinkering with something that fundamentally we don't really understand?
Yeah, I mean, most of us should no more try to repair our mobile phones than repair our cars.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, probably most of us would do a better job of our cars than our mobile phones. The equipment to repair a modern mobile phone is expensive. It is quite interesting because there's been a lot of pressure on manufacturers from the right to repair movements, both in the USA and across Europe, and they've been threatening legislation in various countries. So manufacturers have made this move. But interestingly, pushing us into a self-repair program is not what's needed. What's needed is that they need to facilitate professional companies and third-party companies to do cost-effective repairs. And that's not what's happening. So they need to publish schematics, service manuals. The phones have to be repairable by design as well. And finally, the way in which some companies stop repairs from happening is they make the parts not cost effective. So there's a small fault on the main circuit board, they won't supply you with the part required to do the repair. You have to replace the whole circuit board, at which point it's not a cost effective repair.
Are you seeing an increase in the number of people who are trying to repair their phones, taking them into places and stuff?
Certainly an increase in the people who want to, but there's a difficulty in finding them. Some people have tried to do it themselves, but even when there's a self-repair program, if you get it wrong, you've voided any warranty that you might have. And expensive, you know, to get the right equipment. But yes, there's... phones are expensive, you know, they can be well over £1,000 in some cases. We don't have a lot of free money hanging around these days to replace them. We'd all like to get another year or two or three out of our phones, and getting them repaired is difficult. Even getting the batteries changed, for goodness sake, is harder than it should be.
But presumably, it's still, although you're saying, you know, that the parts and so on are expensive, it's still more cost effective to repair our phone than to get a new one.
Not necessarily.
No, oh, really?
Well, yeah, because it depends, even where parts are available, it depends at how small a part that they will sell you. This is, you know, the manufacturer. If it is the entire circuit board, they've got you. They can charge whatever they like. No one else can provide that part. And also, it's difficult for professional repairers. Not only do they have to, you know, train staff and so forth, because there are not the apprenticeship programs that they would need to be, but the investment in the equipment is huge, and the technology is proprietary. So each generation of phones often means retooling. It certainly means reskilling how to get into the phone, how not to damage things, how to identify the major components. And the other thing is that there's more integration. So they have these things called systems on chips, where the processor and the memory and all the main components are on a single chip. There's nothing you can repair on it.
And I guess the other thing is that if your phone goes wrong, figuring out what the problem is not easy. For me, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. I mean, if the phone doesn't switch on, is it a battery problem? Is it the switch? You know, there can be, obviously, it's a question of diagnostics. But some repairs are, in principle, straightforward if the phone has been designed that way. So, for example, smashed screens are still one of the most common causes for the need of repair. Mm. But it depends how the phone's been designed. If the manufacturer has glued the glass to the what's called the digitizer layer, the bit that detects the touch of your fingers and the screen itself, if it's a single module, then you can't just replace the glass. You have to replace the whole kit and caboodle, and that starts to get expensive. So it is difficult, but there are certain things. Batteries, screens, charging ports tend to go, you know, those things, because there's a lot of wear and tear on them. Sometimes the buttons fail. Those are quite common. If you get water ingress, again, that's different because it tends to be expensive to repair.
So is this apprenticeship scheme a good idea?
I think it is. It depends on what they teach. If they start to try and teach, you know, how to repair individual phones, that's going to go out of, out of date very, very quickly. Mm. But the principles of how to, you know, use the microscopes and the small equipment and the tools that they tend to use, yeah, fine. You can do that. You don't need a university education, to do that. It's not the appropriate route. So yes, apprenticeships would be great. But I think that they have to be supported by manufacturers that are serious about allowing their devices to be repaired. And at the moment, I think a lot of manufacturers are paying lip service to this to try and avoid being legislated against in various markets.
Yeah, interesting. It's manufacturer buy-in that's going to be key, isn't it? Nice speaking to you, Fevzi. Thanks very much. That's Fevzi Turkalp, editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast.